Blog Talk Radio.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.
Praise the Lord. Come on. And we're all blessings flowing. I'd like to thank God for allowing us to meet again on this Thursday, September the 12th, 2019. So I'd like to thank God for all of you that have dialed into the show this evening. You've dialed into Ministry Impossible with your host, Minister Sharon Rambus. Ministry Impossible is based on the scripture found in Luke, the 18th chapter and the 27th verse. And in it, Jesus says, "The things which are impossible with men are possible with God." Our show's theme is, "There is nothing too hard for God." Our mission is to empower and to encourage God's people with the Word of God. And so you can dial into our broadcast every second Thursday and every fourth Saturday of each month from the time 6:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Our next show dates are Saturday, September the 28th, and Thursday, October the 10th. So this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. So no matter what comes your way, you should have a made-up mind, a purpose-filled mind to rejoice and be glad. Why? Because despite what it may look like, even despite what it might even feel like, God has been good to you. So we always start to show off with prayer, because the Bible says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Prayer is a weapon, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. When we pray, I believe God listens. And when we listen, I believe God speaks. And when we believe, I know that God works. Amen. May we pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for being better to us than we've been to ourselves. We thank you for your peace, power, and protection. We thank you that we don't have to live under condemnation and the clouds of threats from the giants in our lives. Giants of sickness, giants of lacking, the giants of loneliness, the giants of oppression and depression. But you have created us to be giant slayers. We shall no longer be bound, but thank God we are free. Free to live and love in the purpose and power in which you have created us for. In Jesus' name, amen. And so this evening, I come to tell you that Jesus is real. So no matter where you are tonight, you might be riding along in your car. You might be listening from your home. You might be listening from a hospital room. Someone could be in a convalescent home. Someone might even be listening from behind prison bars, but wherever you are tonight, Jesus is real, and he will save you if you just reach out and grab him by faith. For there is no other name under the heavens whereby men can be saved, For the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord, that he is King of kings, and that he is Lord of lords. So we thank God again for tonight. There is a word, Lord, on tonight, and it's found in the gospel according to Mark, the 4th chapter, verses 35-41. Mark 4, verses 35-41. The flower may wither and the grass may fade, but the word of God will stand forever. Amen. Once again, our word tonight is coming from Mark 4th chapter, verses 35-41. And I'll be reading out of the King James Version. And it reads, in the same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind and waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey? And just for our time here together this evening, we'd like to talk from the subject, benefits of a storm. Benefits from a storm. When storms come, they are never peaceful. Matter of fact, they disrupt your peace. They wreak havoc. They cause chaos. They turn things upside down. They move things out of their place. We're talking about a storm. They cause an uproar. They create controversy. And so storms can be defined as a disturbance of the atmosphere. They disturb the atmosphere of our mind. They disturb the atmosphere of our heart. They disturb our joy, our home, our marriage, our relationships. But thanks be to God that there is some good news found here in His Word. Because although storms cause commotion in our lives, they can bring with them some benefits that we should take note of. So let's take a ride along with the disciples as they experience their storm. In our text, the first thing I like to submit, if we are going to experience the benefits of a storm, is found right there in verse 37. We must accept our storms. I didn't say you have to like them, but accept them, because 37 says, and there arose a great storm. And so when we are in one of three positions in relationships to a storm. We are either presently in a storm, we either coming out of a storm, or we are heading into a storm. One phone call can cause a storm. One bad doctor's report can cause a storm. What was just calm in your life in a moment, in a blink of an eye, can begin to beat you up. What was a peaceful day? The winds of confusion and calamity can begin to blow. We are to accept storms because Matthew 5 and 45 says, "For he maketh his sun to rise on the good and on the evil, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust." So we are to expect storms. Storms may surprise us, but they don't surprise God, because God is in control. But if we're honest with ourselves, based on some of the things we've done, based on some of the decisions we've made, we should be expecting some storms. Yes, God grants forgiveness, but we still have to deal with the consequences. Sometimes God will allow storms to come into our lives. All you have to do is ask Job. So we should expect storms and evaluate storms to see what kind it is, so we can reap the benefits from it, so we can learn the lessons that we ought to learn. My second point, I like to point out, if we're going to experience benefits from a storm, we can't and we shouldn't doubt God. Verse 38, they asked Jesus, "Master, carest not that we perish?" But I come to tell you and encourage you that Jesus did not bring you this far to leave you because of a storm. Jesus will keep you in the midst of your storm. I know I got some witnesses, but Psalm 46:1 says, "God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble." So we are not to focus on the storm, but we are to keep our eye on the Savior. I'm going to say that again. Don't look at the storms in your life. Look at the Savior, because when you are looking at the storms, it is hard to see the Savior. And so you don't have to be afraid when storms come, because Jesus is with you. Just like he was with the disciples on their ship, Jesus is on your ship. So you don't have to doubt the Savior because of a storm, but you can be at ease because through the storm and through the rain, you can depend on God. Now that's a benefit, that God will be with you through your storm. And then my third point, we is right there in verse 39. It says that the first three words, it says that he rose. And so I don't know about you, but that's good news. He arose. And so my third point is, we see salvation speaks. Because salvation. Because one day on a hill called Calvary, Jesus died. But I'm so glad that that's not the end of the story. But 2 days later, early Sunday morning, he rose with all power in his hand. He rose, y'all. Isaiah 12 and 2 says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation." And so I wonder tonight if Jesus ever saved you when you were in a storm. Did he ever throw you a lifeline? Did he ever preserve you, keep you? Has he ever delivered you from your storm? Have you ever heard your cry? Have you ever had to call out unto the Lord? And so I like to submit that it wasn't your storm that caused Jesus to move. It was your cry. It was your cry, and many parents know what I'm talking about, because when your child cries, it does something to you. It makes you move a little faster. It makes you move some things out the way and go see about your child. And so it wasn't your storm that caused Jesus to move on your behalf. It was your cry. And when you cried out to him, did he come and see about you? Well, that's good news, because if he did it before, he can do it again. Same God, unchanging God. I'm so glad that my salvation still speaks. Jesus is still speaking to storms in our lives. He's still saying, "Peace, be still." And I'm so glad that whenever the Lord says peace, there will be peace. So no matter how big your storm or how big you perceive your storm to be, our God is bigger. Our God is still in control. So the greatest benefit of a storm is knowing that Jesus is on your ship and that he is riding with you. You don't have to go through it alone. I just come to encourage you this evening and to tell you that the storm is passing over, and that's a reason to celebrate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that trouble don't last always. The joy will come in the morning. And so no matter what you're facing tonight, no matter what you're going through, no matter how the winds and the waves are becoming boisterous, you might be in a place where you feel like you're sinking your boat, your ship. It might feel like it's about to sink. Your relationship, your friendships, your kinships, seems like they're sinking, but I come to offer good news tonight that this too will pass. And that if you cry out to the Lord, I didn't say cry out to Facebook, I didn't say tweet, I didn't say call your boo, I said cry out to the Lord. Because I don't know about you, but when I called him, he heard me, and that's when he gave me a peace of mind. He's my shepherd, and he's my God, and I know that no matter what storm comes my way, I know that he's with me all the time. And so I don't worry or I don't fret, because I know some things you just got to know, and you ain't got to worry about nobody telling you nothing. but I know that he's never failed me yet. So I'm going to keep on trusting that his word is true because he promised. He promised to do just what he said he would do so tonight. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, today is a good day to draw the line in the sand and say, Lord, I surrender all. I done tried the rest, but now I'm going to place my life with the best. Because Jesus is the best. He's the answer. So no matter what you're going through tonight, Jesus is the answer. And so the winds may blow and the waves might cause your life to rock and will. But I come to encourage you tonight that the storm is passing over. God bless you tonight.